It's time for the Artist Friends Podcast.
Hi, I'm Diane Hunt. I am an impressionist realist painter connecting with nature through my brush. I work in oil paint and watercolor, and I live in the countryside of Maryland's Eastern Shore, not far from the Chesapeake Bay. You can find me online at dianehuntstudio.com and on Facebook and Instagram at Diane Hunt Studio.
Hi, I'm Constance Brosnan of Steve Brosnan's Jewelry Designs. I live in Oklahoma on a prairie. And I make handmade jewelry in silver, copper, and brass. I'm an artist that paints. I paint pastels and oils sometimes.
Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale. I'm the host of this podcast. I am a emerging representational artist. I do historic renderings, seascapes, landscapes, botanicals, birds, and whatnot. Tide illustrative hand in watercolor, tin and ink, and acrylic paints. And I live in Oklahoma City. Hello, and welcome to the Artist Friends Podcast. My name is Clyde J. Kale, and this is episode 100. It is a special episode because we are having our opening night for our Artist Friends Podcast online art exhibition. And for our listeners, the audio listeners, if you go to www.artpopupshows.com, that take you right to the online exhibition. And I didn't do anything fancy. It's actually on my internet radio station page. Very, very usable for the phone. I know a lot of our listeners probably only listen to the phone. At the same time, we are having a video and an audio version. And I'm here with my two best artist friends, Diane Hunt and Constance Bronson. Hello, Diane.
Hi, Clyde. Hi, Constance. Hello, everybody.
Hello, Constance.
Hi, Clyde. Hi, Dan. Hello, everybody. Thanks for coming.
Welcome to everybody. And we're going to start off, get this show running. We're going to start off with looking at and talking about Diane Hunt's art. Diane, you want to describe for our audio listeners that big piece of artwork that's right behind you there.
This piece is of the ocean. It's on the beach and waves breaking, and it kind of formed a heart shape. And so that's, I named it Heartbeat. But the ocean really for me is a big part of, it has been a big part of my life. I grew up, our family had a beach house, and I spent a lot of time at the beach, on the sand, in the water, on the water, around the water. So I do paint a lot of water scenes, and this particular one was from a visit that I had up to New Jersey, a beach that I used to go to up there. And so here you go. I couldn't hear you.
Here. Okay, try that again.
There we go.
Are you hearing? Okay. It's a, for our listeners, audio listeners, it's a wave coming into the shore. And what's the size of this piece, Diane?
It's 24 by 30 inches. And is 24 inches high and 30 inches wide.
Is it available for sale?
Yes, it is. It's in my shop on my website.
If you folks go to, again, www.artpopupshows.com, you see a very good, very clear image of the piece with price information and a link to her website. Ian, do you have something else to show us?
I have another ocean painting here, similar. It's on the beach as well. It's a little bit smaller painting. It's 16 inches high by 20 inches wide. And it's also from that same beach, but it's a different part of the different time of the day. And the waves are coming in and breaking on the shore. And the wind was blowing a little bit more during this one. So the waves were getting pushed sideways a little bit. And
what's the title of this piece?
This one's Rumblings.
Rumblings. I like that title.
It's a pretty.
And it, for our list, audio listeners, it looks rumbling. It looks like a very windy day.
I love beach scenes.
So Diane, what kind of artist are you?
I call myself an impressionistic realist painter because I don't paint super realism, and I put a lot of my more of my feelings and impressions of a place into my painting. So it's not super realism, but a lot of people say they look like photographs when they see them, when I post them online. But when you look up at them close, it's kind of chaotic and more impressionistic. So.
Okay. Constance, it's your turn.
Okay. Well,
What you got to show us?
All right. This first one is a 6x6 painting of tomatoes, and it's oils, and it's called Sliced Tomatoes.
Makes me hungry every time I see
it. It's from a tomato that I grew in my garden, and they look nice and juicy. They were sitting on a plate. I just sliced it up, and they look ready to eat. it's an old painting. So it's a little 6x6.
All right.
And I did it for a Strata challenge in last September.
So what kind of artist would you call yourself?
Well, I've painted different styles my whole life. This is a still life. I've been doing still lifes lately because it's so hot here in Oklahoma. And I'd like to do landscapes too, but when the weather, I'm a fair weather landscape painter. So I come back to the studio and work when it's nasty outside. But I like impressionism, but I also like to do, when I'm in the studio, I like to paint sort of almost realistically. The next one here is a 10x8, and it's from a jar of pickles that I canned. I always did the Strata Easel Challenge last September, and I sort of was running out of things to paint, so I attacked the kitchen looking for things to do in the still life because it was still hot in September, and I didn't want to go outside and paint.
That's really,
it's an 8x10. It's oil on panel.
Definitely realistic.
Yeah.
I would say you're a good, realistic artist.
Yeah, it's a jar of pickles that I made from the year before. So it was funny.
All right. I guess it's my turn now. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is a canvas panel. Let me see if I can hold it up so I don't get the glare on it. It is 14 inches tall by 11 inches wide. It is what I call, the title of it is Magical Forest. And it's a reinvented painting. About 2 years ago, it was done in acrylic. And my skills have improved substantially since then. So I took and re-embellished it with oils on top of the acrylic. enhanced and added to it. When you look up close, I've even added some birds in there. You can hardly see them. And I think I got a squirrel and I got some butterflies. And then just a little more, impressionistic, but a little more embellished than the original painting. And of course, I did it with you guys. For our audio listeners, that was a tree, a forest scene with a large tree that looks almost horror-like with the branches and the sunlight and the green leaves. And then the light coming down the side of the tree, coming through the forest. Okay. I went and asked you guys, but I didn't do it for myself. Okay. And this next piece is what I call Hope 2020. It is a American flag with holes in it, a cardinal, red cardinal bird, and an eagle. Trees. And during the 2020 COVID, things were really looking bad and everybody was getting depressed or whatever. And I recalled, I grew up in Indiana and the cardinals, the red cardinals are our state bird. And the reason why, because there's an Indian legend that says if a cardinal lands in your yard, then that's bringing a spirit of hope and a spirit of gladness, that they are considered to be messengers of God. So I did see an image of a cardinals and eagles in trees. That the eagles have, for the longest time, they were extinct from Indiana, but they have come back. They are now available in the state of Indiana. And outside of course, cardinals are all over the United States. And outside of my window here in my apartment, a cardinal had landed on a ledge. And it was actually on a day when I was really kind of depressed with the COVID crisis. And so this is my COVID painting. Instead of having people's masks on, that's why I call it Hope for 2020. This is a 20 inches tall, 16 inches wide, acrylic on stretched canvas. I was waiting for Diana Constance to ask me, but I guess I have to do it myself. I call myself more or less I'm an emerging artist. And what I mean by that, I'm not quite established. You won't find me in galleries and lots of galleries and museums. So under that definition, I am still emerging. And I consider myself an impressionist painter with a tight illustrative painting. Of course, and I work in oils and acrylics and watercolors and illustrations. All right. You two got any questions for me?
My paintings are for sale at dailypaintworks.com.
Great.
I forgot to add that earlier.
It's like we're supposed to be salesmen too. You know, we always forget.
Yeah, I had the deer in the headlight thing going.
That means they're available for sale. And if you can get information from www.popupshows.com. That's artpopupshows.com. You can see all these works that we have described in detail and links to our websites or purchasing it. You folks would be purchasing this art, which we would be extremely grateful. I think we'll wrap this up because I really didn't want this particular episode 100, because this is going to be our opening. And I don't know if folks would stay on the site to watch our normal 30-minute, 40-minute discussions. So this is a short one, and it will be available on that site for viewing. It's also on YouTube, and then we will distribute the audio version of the podcast like I always do. So I want to say thank you so very much to Diane and Constance for joining me for this opening. And you folks, our longtime listeners, you'll get a chance to look at the video. You'll see what we look like. Don't be scared.
Well, I hope we don't scare anybody away.
Yeah. We've been hiding behind the logo all this time.
We meet every week and every Monday. I usually post a notification and I usually try to select videos for our discussion topics. And it's open to anyone. If you are an artist wanting to maybe work on your career and improve and meet other artists, if you are an art collector, if you are an art enthusiast, just interested, please, you can join us. And you don't have to participate in the podcast. We usually meet for about an hour, sometimes an hour and a half. Depends on, you know, how we get going. We talk about 30 minutes before we start the recording. We do the recording, and then we end up talking another 30, 40 minutes afterwards. So there'll be plenty of time if you don't want to participate in the actual podcast recording. What's nice with Zoom, I can just mute, and you can sit there and make faces at us and crack us up. And if you want to contribute, most certainly we'll be glad to publicize your website and your artwork. And it's always an open door, an open invitation. So you don't even have to tell me, let me know in advance. Of course, Zoom has their security features. So I will add you. And if it's not what I think it is, I can also get rid of you too. And Zoom has some problems with some of these people that want to ruin it for everybody else. So with that, you've been listening to and watching episode 100 of the Artist Friends podcast for June the 7th, 2021. Our first video podcast. I don't know how many more we'll do in video, but I decided since let's have a gallery exhibition at the same time. So make it a special thing since we reached 100 episodes. I'm going to say goodnight to Diane and Constance.
Good night, Clyde. Good night, Constance. Good night, everyone. Thanks for coming.
Good night, Clyde. Good night, Diane. Thanks for listening, y'all. Come back again.
Yes, folks. Thank you for taking the time to look at our artwork and for our opening night. And for our audio listeners, however you find these podcasts, please give us a rating, a thumbs up, star rating. We really appreciate it. Bye-bye. Until next time.
The Artist Friends Podcast is produced and edited by Clyde J. Kale. Participating artists, Diane Hunt and Constance Bronson and Clyde J. Kale. You can find more information about Diane Hunt at www.dianehuntstudio.com. Constance Bronson at www.etsy.com/shop/CBROSNANS. Clyde J. Kale at www.cjkaleartworks.com. If you would like to participate or appear as a guest on the Artist Friends Podcast, please email cjkale@mystery-otr.com. If you enjoy these podcasts, please give us a thumbs up or a star rating. And most of all, send us your comments. This podcast is issued under the Creative Commons license.